Chad and Jill in the morning. It's Orlando's new hit music, 101.9 Amp Radio. Hard to believe that next Thursday is Thanksgiving. Can you believe that?
No, I can't. I have so much to do before then. I'm freaking out.
Literally feel like we just celebrated Labor Day weekend.
I know.
And now it's Thanksgiving, the week before Thanksgiving.
It's the week before Thanksgiving, which means as soon as Thanksgiving's over, then it's... I need a paper bag.
What's your go-to Thanksgiving dish?
My mom's stuffing.
Yeah?
That, and she makes this amazing corn casserole. It's like cheese and cornbread and corn and sour cream. All the things you eat when you're on a diet.
A lot of corn. A lot of corn there. I love boss butchers.
The Latina side, pork. We have pork for Thanksgiving, too, in addition to turkey.
I'm a stuffing guy.
Do you call it dressing or stuffing?
Oh, it's stuffing.
I do, too.
What is dressing?
Do you call it dressing
or
stuffing?
What do you call it, little boss?
I call it stuffing. Okay. The thing that goes in the turkey, right?
Yeah. The thing that goes in the turkey, she says. Not only does it go in the turkey, you also eat it.
Yeah,
it goes in your mouth.
Why do you call it dressing?
I don't call it dressing. I know a lot of people call
it
dressing.
Some people call it dressing.
Oh, okay.
Stuffing is my number one favorite. Like, that's the all-time. Yes. I don't care.
That's my number one jam, too.
The turkey could go missing. As long as there's stuffing, I'm good.
So today is our potluck here at CBS Radio.
Right.
Where everybody brings in a dish. Well, not everybody.
Sans morning show.
Some of us didn't have time to cook up anything because we were at Disney all weekend long, broadcasting live.
Sorry.
Anyway, stovetop stuffing, which is still one of my favorite stuffings.
Do you know how I used to eat it dry out of the box? Like croutons?
Oh my gosh, Jill, no.
It's so good.
Anyway, I thought it was a joke at first when I saw this, but then I did some more research and apparently this is a thing. Stovetop stuffing wants you to be comfortable for your Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
So they are selling expandable waistband pants.
It's about time.
They look like it looks like maternity pants. I'm not even joking. In fact, there's a commercial for it.
Wait, stop.
Listen to this.
You love having Thanksgiving dinner with your family and enjoying a second serving of a delicious home-cooked meal. But afterwards, you feel stuck and restricted in your uncomfortable jeans, khakis, or slacks. You try to unbutton your pants for relief, but they're too tight. You're trapped. Stop the frustration and the embarrassment. The solution is here. Introducing Stovetop Thanksgiving Dinner Pants. This is the stuff Thanksgiving is made of.
It's a total infomercial.
Can I please just say that the actress in this commercial...
She's shaking her
everything.
Pants.
When they said, oh, you can't get your pants off, are you frustrated? She takes everything on the counter and pushes it off like she's about to fight someone.
There's acting and then there's overacting. If you have $20 to waste, you can go to thanksgivingdinner.com and actually buy these pants.
They're super fashionable, by the way.
If you get them, it said no one ever. If you order them today, you'll get them by Thanksgiving.
That's ridiculous. Just wear some stretchy pants and call it a day.
Either that or just don't wear any pants.
That's right.
I have a lot of family members at the table. They take their pants off and they're just sitting at the table like,
Where are your pants? Grandma, put your pants back.
My grandma's dead, Jill.
Oh my God, Candy!